for this Christmas Eve service. Would you stand with us and join us in song this evening as we celebrate Christmas?
All the world awaits the promise of his birth. Open up the gates, heaven comes to earth. A host of angels sing, our Savior here to dwell. The King of every king, our Emmanuel. Hosanna, Hosanna.
That we can come tonight and celebrate Jesus. I want you just to turn and say Merry Christmas or greet your neighbor for just a moment this evening and bless them in the Lord. Again, we're so glad you're here. We pray that this holiday just brings you peace and joy and happiness. We want to go to the Lord this evening. We know even though it is a time of celebration, there are those that are going through difficult places and seasons. This morning in the early morning hours, Leif Piper went to be with the Lord, and we want to remember Barb and her family this evening. And I know that some of you have needs tonight, and we do have a hope though, don't we? In Jesus Christ. So pray with me this evening as we open this service to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, we thank you that we can be in your house tonight. We thank you that you came, Jesus, as a babe in a manger, that you came for us, that you lived, that you died, that you rose again. And tonight, we can just celebrate you knowing full well that you're our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. We pray for those who are going through sorrow in this season, who are going through difficult places, and we pray your peace be upon them. We pray for each one in this room, God, that you would protect them, keep them, overshadow them, and guide them and lead them and be with them, Lord. And we just want to celebrate you and thank you for the gift of life and the gift of hope. Amen and amen. We're going to read from the Word tonight. It's a responsive reading. I'll read a scripture, and then if you'll join with the worship team, it'll be up on the screen, and you will say, oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. And we just want to lift up his name tonight. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
You may be seated, and the LL kids are going to do Noel this evening.
Love incarnate, love divine, star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born,
The greatest gift given long ago wasn't wrapped in paper or tied with a bow. God's only Son from heaven above, given to us straight from His love. Lest we forget, please hold on tight to the great truth brought on that night. His gift of love for all to receive, the gift of salvation to those who believe.
Would you stand with us again this evening? Sing with us this evening.
Came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child.
So it was, while they was there, the days were completed for her to deliver. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, for on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was, while the angels were going away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe laying in a manger.
Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen as it was told them.
To behold was a child cradled in the hay. Wasn't riches, but it was the greatest offering of love. A father who gave his son away.
praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for the goodness of God?
Amen.
We're here this evening to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, knowing that all good things come from Him. And I know sometimes it all gets a little bit muddied and tied into everything else around us, but I'm glad that sometimes we just take a moment to step back and realize that truly John 3:16 came to life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then 17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And that's the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what Christmas is truly about, is celebrating that God loved us so much that He was willing to give the best that He had. And I know that we live in a day that a lot of things get misconstrued, and we were talking earlier, just a few of us, about how that it seems like the longer we go, the older we get, the sooner in the year they start putting out the Christmas things in the stores and all of those things, and it's become very merchandise driven. But you know, Christ paid the ultimate price that you and I could have life and it more abundant. This Christmas season, out of all of the Christmas seasons I can remember, I've probably preached more about salvation and eternal value than any other time. And I've probably used John 3:16 and 17 and actually 18 more through the Advent season than I've ever have in my history. But I feel there's an urgency that has taken place in the world in the way that we're seeing things shape up and the things that are going on and the things that are taking place, that the world is screaming for our attention. But yet God in His provision, God in His goodness and His mercy and His grace, He loves us. He loves us so much that He gave His Son, that we could even come and gather together tonight and take a few moments out of the hustle, the bustle, maybe the stress, maybe the fretting, maybe it's all about to wind down and tomorrow's Christmas and it'll all start over for next year maybe at some point. But what I do know is that God knows right where you're at. He knows your every concern. He knows your every need. And even when we take time to set aside and we come and we reflect for just a few moments of the goodness of God, that His grace is sufficient, His mercies are new every morning, that His joy now becomes our strength, and we lean into Him and understand that He's the one that has kept us all through this year. There are people that you may be sitting here tonight, or you may be, they're not here this evening, that for this will be the first Christmas without a loved one that was in your family that you'll be celebrating different this year. But yet Christ remains. There may be some other things. Maybe you've gotten doctor's reports that have not been most favorable to you, and now you're dealing with that end of life, and yet you don't know really what you're going to do or how life is going to turn out, but yet you know that Christ remains, that He's been there, that He's kept you, that He's keeping you even tonight. Maybe your job is wavering to some degree. And maybe you don't know what's going to happen after Christmas or after the first of the year. And yet your hope and your trust is not in what you see, but it's in that Christ remains. And that you have a hope. And that hope is blessed because He is God. I was thinking about all of the good things that God has done. And all of the evil that's going on and all of the turmoil that's taking place and all of the things that grab at our attention. I love what the psalmist said in Psalms 103 when he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. And I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're facing or what you're going through, we can always go back to his word and know that the God that David wrote about here and wanted to bless and wanted to thank for all that he had done, we serve that same God tonight. That's why we've assembled tonight, is to give him honor, to give him glory, and to just praise his holy name, to bless him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And not to forget all of the great things that he has done. And there's many things that's named throughout the word of God. And we all have our own story, and we all can relate to the goodness of what God has done in our life and how he has kept us. And many can set and testify of how he has spared us in times and how he has healed us and delivered us and has restored joy into our life, restored our health into our bodies, and most of all, how he has saved our soul and redeemed us. That's really what Christmas is about. Oh, it's wonderful to have beautiful presents and have a Christmas tree and have all of those things that come along with it and what we do and to celebrate and all of that, the giving and receiving of gifts and all of that. But never lose sight of who we are truly celebrating and what he has done for each one of us. I want for just a few moments this evening, going to ask you to just bow your head if you would. And I just want you to think for just a few moments. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm not going to make it a long time. But I just want us as a group to just think about the good things that God has done in your life. The fact that you are just here is a blessing from the Lord. The fact that you have food to eat and a house to sleep in, or a house to call home, a car to drive, a church to attend, clothes to wear, all of the amenities that we enjoy on the day-to-day is blessings from God. And I want us to just thank him privately tonight. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his blessings. The psalmist penned this, and we know from reading the Psalms that it wasn't always in the most favorable times that David would sit down and write. But somehow, even in the worst of times, by the time it was done, when he began to reflect on who God was in his life and how God had spared him and kept him, that even the worst of days would begin to turn into giving God praise. And I just want us to do that tonight. For about 30 seconds, just to give him praise from our innermost being and thank him for all he has done. If you want to do it verbally and aloud, that's fine. If you want to do it just privately to yourself and thanking him in your thoughts, I invite you to do that. But he is worthy of every praise. He is worthy of all we could even think or imagine. Because he has given it all to us. Mighty God. Mighty God. You are worthy. You are holy. You are the lifter of my head. You're the healer of my body. You're the restorer of my soul. You bring a song in the night. You bring the sun in the day. You lead me. You guide me. You direct me. You brought me to this place. You've never left me. You've never forsaken me. Doesn't matter what the enemy says, you have loved me unconditionally. Mighty God. Mighty God. Father, I just thank you tonight for each one that is here, and most of all, that we come to celebrate Christmas. Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, to give you thanks and to give you praise for all that you have done. And Lord, I just thank you for each one tonight that has came out, made the effort, God, took the time out just to slow down a little bit and to think about the good things that you have done, that you're continuing to do, and that you want to do in their lives. And Lord, I just pray that as we reflect a little bit this evening, that most of all, we'll just be thankful for all of the good gifts that you give. And Lord, I just pray that for each one of us that are here, that we can know in our heart and in our life that where we need to be with you. And as we're about to partake of communion, God, that our hearts would be ready, our minds would be alert, and our affections would be set upon you. And that as we're closing out this year, God, whether it's been good, bad, or indifferent, and maybe there's been different phases and stages throughout this year that sometimes we wondered where you were at, and other times we've seen you right in front of us. We felt you carrying us. But God, through it all, you've been good. Through it all, you've always been there. Through it all, you've said, this is the way, walk ye in it. And Lord, as we're closing this year out, I pray that we're mindful of all of your goodness, all of your mercy, all that you have done for each one of us. And we can look to the new year with anticipation. Anticipation that it's going to be a better year. It's going to be a greater year. It's going to be a year that we can draw closer to you and know you in a way that maybe we've never known you before. And Lord, I just pray that as we partake of these elements together, that we'd be mindful of your goodness and your mercy. We'd be mindful of all that you have done for each one of us. That we'd never take salvation for granted, God, but we would understand the price that had been paid through your Son, Jesus Christ. That he didn't just love me, but he loved this entire world and gave himself for us. And Lord, I pray that we would be mindful of those around us, that this year coming would be a year of the harvest. And we'd not only remember what you have done for us, but it's the price that has been paid, the path that has been made out before mankind for all of mankind to know Jesus. And that we would have a burden for the lost as maybe we've not had for some time. That we would look upon the fields and work while it is yet day, for your word declares a night is going to come when man cannot work. And God, I pray you would put a hunger and a desire inside of each one of us to see the lost come to Christ. That we would never forget the price that you have paid. But in never forgetting and never shortchanging that, Lord God, that we would understand that time is short. And the hour of your coming could be at any time. The trumpet could sound, and time could be no more. And you could rapture your church out of this world. May we all be ready. May we all be looking. May we all be seeking and searching for your soon coming return. We love you tonight. We praise you tonight. As we get ready to partake of the elements this evening, I'm just going to ask, if you hadn't got them or came in and maybe didn't get them, if you'd raise your hand and somebody would get those to you. I'll give that just a second. But I'm assuming probably everybody did get those. In the Word of God, it says, as Paul was writing here, he says, For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night on which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup, and he said, and he supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Can we partake of these elements together this evening? As we take the wafer and we break it and partake of it together. Then if we'd partake of the cup as well. I'm going to ask if you'd stand all over this building for just a moment. They're going to come and sing another song in just a moment, but I'm going to ask if we could just pray one for the other. It might mean just slipping a hand over to somebody close by, putting it on their shoulder, taking their hand, however you want to feel comfortable to do that. But I want us to pray one for the other and ask God to touch and to move and to minister. We never know what somebody else is going through, but the Bible says where two or three are gathered together, they believe and they're touching, that God is right there in the midst of it. And I believe God has got something special for those that are here tonight. You may need healing. Healing is yours tonight. You may need strength. Strength is yours tonight. You may need his touch on your life in some area, but he can do that through the power of prayer. So I want us to pray one for the other. Father, I thank you for your goodness and mercy tonight, God. I thank you that you go before us, Lord, and that you move in every situation. You know every person that is here. You know every person, Lord God, that has walked through those doors tonight. And Lord, you know what they might have on their heart. You may know a burden that they're carrying. You know something that is going on in their spirit. Lord, it may be physical that they're dealing with. It may be financial. It may be emotional. But Lord, we know that it's by your stripes, your word declares we are healed. And I believe the literal translation is that in every way we are healed. And Lord, I'm believing for healing to come to mind, body, soul, and spirit to each one tonight as we remember the birth of our Lord and Savior, as we call upon the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, as we know that he brought good news into this world, and that good news is we can leave here differently, giving praise unto our God. And Lord, I just pray for each one, regardless of what they may be praying about, regardless of what may be upon them, or regardless of where they're at right now tonight, God, that you would move in a supernatural way, and that we would leave knowing that you are God, rejoicing, giving praise and glory to God in the highest. And Lord, that we would just understand that you're still doing that great work today in the hearts and the lives of your people. And we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor tonight. And everyone said, amen.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. We'll give you all the glory. We'll give
glad you joined us tonight, and we want to close out with a song, with a declaration that hope has a name, and just take that with us, that Jesus Christ is King, He is Lord, our Emmanuel. Sing it with us tonight. God bless you.